My name is John Erling, and today's date is March 5th, 2013. Carl, if you state your full name, your date of birth, and your present age, please.
Yes, I'm Carl Wayne Willis. I was born August 25th, 1935.
Your present age, then, is?
77.
And we're recording this in our recording facilities here at Voices of Oklahoma. Where were you born?
I was born, actually, in Frederick, Oklahoma, in the hospital. But we lived on a farm out 10 miles west of Snyder, Oklahoma. I had an aunt that was a nurse in Frederick, and I think that's why they went there to have me.
Where is that in our state?
It's just about 20 or 30 miles on west of Snyder.
And where's Snyder?
Snyder is west of Lawton, about 35 okay. miles.
All right. So, your mother's name, maiden name, where she was born and where she grew up?
My mother's maiden name was Ader. She's Thelma Gladys Ader. She was born in Snyder, I think. I'm not sure where her parents were from originally. They eventually moved on to California and lived there from 1937 or 8, I guess, and then they lived there the rest of their life.
What about your mother? How would you describe her?
Well, my mother was an unusual woman. She was the most giving person that I've ever known. She was happy if her family was happy. I never saw her selfish one time in her life. She was always very giving and wanting us all to be happy.
Your father's name?
He was Paul Franklin Willis. He also was born in Snyder, Oklahoma in 1912. He lived until he was 94 years old. A long, healthy life.
What did he do for a living?
He started out, he was a sharecropper. I think he had 180 acres that he farmed with a mule and a one-way plow. That's pretty tough living. And in those days, we had no electricity, no telephone, no running water. So he would plow all day and come in, and then we had a number three wash tub that'd fill with water from the pump outside and heat it on a stove, and he'd bathe in that number three wash tub. All of us took a bath in that number three wash tub on Saturday, but being young kids, we got to go first.
It was all in the same water, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was all the same. He, of course, went last.
Explain to those who will listen, a sharecropper. What was a sharecropper?
Well, he lived on another man's land and farmed it, and they split the profits off of the crops.
What were the crops?
Mainly cotton. They grew some wheat. Mainly cotton was the big crop, though.
Did you have brothers and sisters?
I had one brother. He's 18 months older than I am.
Is he still living?
Yes, he lives in Florida. He's still living and very healthy and very active.
Your education, the first school you attended?
I attended a two-room school out near Snyder. It was out in the country, close to where we lived, about 2 miles from where we lived. You had grades 1 through 4 in one room and 8 through 12 in the other room. In a way, it was kind of an advantage because when I was in the first grade, I heard what second, third, and fourth graders were learning, and I got a little bit of a head start on them that way. Very small classes, so teachers could give us individual help. I think it was a very good education.
So that was elementary in?
Well, I only went there for 2 years, and then the war started. Actually, the war started in 41, and when the war started, my father went to Dallas and North American Airlines to work for the airlines. They were building P-51 fighter planes at that time. He had very little education, but they put him in charge of what they call expediting. When they had a problem on the line, they'd go get him, and he'd figure out what the problem was and get it going. He was not an engineer. He just self-taught. But I think living on the farm, you had to learn how to fix things, and he got pretty good at doing it that way. And